but no,
I
kicked
I
me out to brass tacks.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Let me finish out the question.
Go ahead, Ace.
I still have not heard. I heard what you said, but I have not heard what, how much money are we, the network, paying FSRN?
Okay.
In actual dollars, how much are we
paying? I told you, over $400,000 from the CPB grants.
Yeah. So...
So the CPB grants are restricted funds. They are given to Pacifica to be used for programming only. That is the restriction on that money.
Well, okay, that's what I'd like to know, because $400,000 could be used for a lot of reasons, and I'm not suggesting that FSRN be eliminated from our network. What I am saying is, it seems to me that issue need to be addressed. That's a lot of money when you're laying people off to where that could be used. I think it can be used for more than programming. Maybe I need to...
Well,
no,
but the FCC, Nicole, doesn't think so. It's a grant, the restrictions of which is that it must be used for programming only.
Well, I'm not suggesting that it can't be used for programming, but I'm suggesting that we need to know. In other words, it seems rather odd to me that we're paying out that kind of fund. At the same time, we're laying people off on in other ways. And it seems to me there, CPB, even for programming, could be used differently. I'm not so sure how. And that's why I'd like to have a meeting with, because there, when Tony gave his report, it was somewhat different from, as I understand it, he is of the impression that he can pay some funds for services. I'm not sure of that. There's a lot of confusion around all this. And all I was trying to do is suggest.
I
want to have a meeting where people can actually hear what those have to say and hear what the finance committee has to say and what the CFO has to say. Well informed.
Okay.
I'm not against anybody. I'm not speaking against you, Nicole, or anybody else. I'm just saying
it seems
to me with the crisis that we're facing that we really need to do something of this type.
Okay. Who did I hear behind there?
Ms. Sar.
Go ahead, Sar. Point for me.
Oh, mine is a simple question here. How many stations are carrying the Free Speech Radio News? And if there are other international organizations, news organizations that we are using, are they getting some portion of this money as well?
Nicole. There are 5 stations. All 5 of your stations use FSRN. Not only do they air it in total, but each and every one of your news departments chops it up and reuses it in what they call their local news. So you get more bang for your buck out of FSRN than anything else you invest in at this point. I just want to make clear again, CPB money is CPB money. It's not money. Yeah, you can make it a floating whatever under the walnut, and you could front it for severances or whatever. CPB money is CPB money. 28.7% of it, of every check, is supposed to go to what we call NPPAG, which is National Programming Acquisition Grant.
And the second part of my question...
So you require the national programming.
Go ahead, Charles.
The second part of my question was, is there any other international organization, news organization, that we're using, and are they getting paid at all?
Well, here's the way it works out, Sarv. Most public radio stations use it to buy that portion, use it to either defray their NPR expenses. When they purchase NPR programming, they use it to defray PRI expenses. When they purchase PRI programming or independent programming that comes with a cost. That is, if you're a general manager at a non-commercial station and you get a CSG grant, that's what you use your 28.7% for. Now, with regards to our affiliates, who get, not all of our affiliates get CPB money. Very few actually... Well, I'm not really sure how many, but certainly about half, maybe, let's say. They probably use their MPH portion, the 28.7%, to pay their affiliate fees for Pacifica. I certainly did when I ran a Pacifica affiliated station. I used a little portion of that money to do my acquisition costs of Pacifica programming. Despite the 10% raise to our affiliates this year, and I haven't seen any contracts yet for sure, and we haven't really done all the math yet, but despite that, that will not go to help defray expenses for FSRN, given as how the expenses for Democracy Now rise this year per our contract.
Okay. Wendy?
Yeah, Wendy, I have you on the stack.
I have a point of information, Margaret.
Margaret, you know what? If it's really a point of information, but otherwise Wendy is next.
Okay, I could wait till after Wendy. Didn't understand something.
Okay, well then, okay,
get clarification.
All right. Then wait till after Wendy. Go ahead, Wendy.
Well, I also wanted to point out to AC and anybody else that has this question is that we've just established a new letter of understanding with FSRN that I believe is good for a whole year, and this is really inappropriate discussion. I thought the motion was to approve PFW's budget.
Wendy, could you say what you said again? Did everybody else, did you shop up for everybody or just for me?
Maybe it's my headset. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
That there has just been a new letter of understanding signed with FSRN. I think it goes for a whole year. It's a great, exciting new collaboration on lots of different aspects of things that people have been concerned about, and I think it goes for a whole year. And I think also that the motion, unless I miss something, is to approve PFW's budget.
That's already approved.
So I guess I did walk away for a minute. But anyway, it just seems like this is a great discussion to have about programming, and I look forward to lots of discussions about programming, but I don't know that this is the right place for it.
Okay. Margaret? Margaret?
Yeah, sorry, I have to turn my mute off. Well, I don't know if Wendy's comment would make my question out of order, but am I to understand, Nicole and Sherry, whoever knows this information, that are you saying that the percentage of CPB money that has to go for purchasing programming, basically, that we are now using for FSRN could go to purchase programming from FSRN, or it could be used to purchase programming from another entity? That's what's unclear to me right now.
Yes, you've been using it to purchase programming from FSRN. That's what everybody's been using it for quite a few years now. You had to add on to that because your other folks made other agreements with them. We cut it back this year.
No, I understand we've been using it for FSRN, but
you've always been free to use it for any acquisition you want. The stations use quite a bit of FSRN. And like I said, we use it in our programs as well.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack here? Okay. So,
Madam Chair, I'm going to put this on the agenda for NSC, the monitoring of the budget.
Okay. All right. So the item that we're discussing now is balancing the fiscal year 2009 budget. It seems to me that we don't have a balanced budget because of the national office, and that I'm not sure where to go with all of this. The WPF, all of the unit budgets have been approved, but the national office budget shows a deficit of about between $400,000 and $500,000, and I'm not sure where to go with this, Mike, right now.
Well, I mean, it's there may be a deficit as a result of some changes by the PNB that I'll have to look at, but technically, the deficit exists based upon whether or not you agree with the assumption or not that BAI and KPFK will make central services payments, a mm-hmm. legitimate question. Mm-hmm. So I think what NSC needs to do is to explore the likelihood within the next 30 days of BAI and KPFK making their first central services payment. And if they're not going to do it, then it's not a balanced budget. And we'll have to make another $500,000 in cuts.
Okay. Any other comments on this subject?
How would you do that, Mike?
Oh, I don't know. Sarve.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I have a question on this subject.
Go ahead, Sitai.
When we were at the D.C. meeting, we talked about the deficit and the need to get another loan. Can someone please comment on where that is and if we're going to be making any move in that direction?
Well, I know that the line of credit is gone. And, Nicole, if you would like to narrate the precursors or the conditions precedent for a loan, and what you have learned, that would be helpful.
Sure, Madam Chair. Yes, the Chair is correct. The LOC is pretty much done, so we owe $300,000. And I believe the payments on that are $1,000 per month, so we can pay that off, and they would like for us to be able to pay it off. And remember that if you get any loan, the conditions of the LOC, which all of you were sent final paperwork on that, is that that gets paid off if you get any loan. And that was just the condition of the line of credit, and that's, to my understanding, how line of credits work. I've never taken one before, but it was a learning experience walking through this. With regard to the loan, in mid-August or so, as I repeated to the PMB, and also sent you the outline of what the parameters are around the loan, met with the loan agency. It's separate from a bank. It's not a bank, I don't think, given our banking structure today, my friends. Don't think many banks are loaning anything anymore, certainly not against property. So we had an option of using the Berkeley property for a quicker turnaround on the loan, because that's been our phase before, and it was built from the ground up, or the KPFK property that hasn't been appraised, and we also don't know if there will be EPA issues around the property itself. California has very stringent EPA requirements. There's a lot of parameters around the loan, a lot of information you'll have to get for the loan. They want at least 3 years back finances. They want to know how you got to the position you're in. They want to see a reorg plan. They want to see 3 years hence finances, budgets, how you grow. They want the org plan. They would like a marketing plan. All of this I alliterated in a bullet point reference around the parameters of the loan. You have to have an appraisal. That appraisal, the fees for the appraisal can be folded into the loan cost and taken right out of the loan when it comes through. And we were looking at $1 million, amortized over 30 years. You have a 3-2-1 pay down, no penalty after 3 years to pay it off, and about $9,000 a month interest, which would start right away. That, of course, wasn't built at the end of budget, because the loan is, it's not in the works. It's up to the point where it needs a green light or not, and then it needs a lot of work to be done on the documents they'd like to see. They're very, very supportive, this loan agency anyway. It's a community development loan agency. They're very supportive. They're hot to trot, at least the Northern California sales rep is. They're based in Southern California. Their offices are, and recently expanded to Northern California. And they've been doing stuff in San Francisco. He mentioned a couple of projects they've got going in San Francisco that I'm aware of, anyway, that I kind of heard of. So they're basically a community development. But again, $300,000 right off the top of that loan will go to pay back the LOC, which will then free up, if you will, the $400,000 of KPFA that LOC was taken against, and then that won't put that at risk anymore. And then you'll have the remaining of that. There's probably as I alliterated last weekend with the outstanding debts, probably about $200,000-$300,000 off the top of that. Now, you are getting a small bequest. Not a small bequest, actually. About $240,000, I think, maybe $260,000 that'll come into both KPFA and National Office. That should be coming maybe November. So that's a little Band-Aid. And as I said, the CPB checks to stations, the National Office, will be coming third to fourth week. So that's some float money as well, certainly for the stations, which, again, has very targeted parameters around it, what you can use it for and what you can't.
This is Grace. Can I be on the stack?
Okay. Zakai, does that answer your question? Okay.
Yes, yes, okay. It does. Thank you.
Okay. Grace?
Yes, I'd like to suggest that we refer this item for further work to the National Finance Committee so that all these different variables can be worked out and brought back to the body at the next meeting. Is that possible? Hello?
Is that a motion?
Yeah. I'd like to make a motion to refer back to the National Finance Committee, and anyone who has questions or concerns should email the chair, and then it should be agendized in the National Finance Committee meeting and brought back and solutions as necessary to this body at the next meeting.
What are you referring back to the committee, Grace?
The discussion about the all the questions. AC had a question. Zakai had a question. I don't think that hour. I don't think at this time we can vote to accept the National Office budget without further discussion. So I'm just suggesting that the National Finance Committee review this a little bit more and then bring it back with a more full and complete budget, answering all the taking into into consideration all the concerns.
Point of information.
I don't understand it because that National Office budget is not here. There's no motion here.
No, I know it's been approved. I don't know.
Fine. Well, then I'm asking to move the agenda to the next agenda item. Since time has probably run out on this item anyway.
Madam Timekeeper.
This is Wendy.
We are at time, wait. Madam Chair. I'm sorry, I had my mute on.
Pardon me?
We're at time.
Okay. Wendy?
Well, I just wanted to ask, what are we doing about this loan? We have to decide one way or the other. So I thought that part of the motion was good, refer to the Finance Committee about the loan.
Okay, but that wasn't what Grace said, so.
Well, can I make a motion now?
Sure.
I move that the Finance Committee be tasked with immediately considering the terms of the loan.
Second.
All right.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Well, I wanted to amend that motion.
Go ahead, AC.
That the question that I raised with respect to looking at examining the amount of money that we're going to be receiving into the organization and the role of BAI and K be examined, and that any variance there, because it appears to be a variance, should be examined. And that includes taking a look at SRN. I mean, I still want to know about that because I'm not convinced on that. And the other thing that I just... But that's the amendment to the motion, but I could say a few other things about it if you like.
Okay, I'm not understanding what your motion is or how you're amending.
My motion is to
Wendy's motion was to refer to the Finance Committee the exploration, immediate investigation of the loan. So, and then that was seconded. Now, I'm not sure what your amendment is to that.
My amendment is to include in that motion an evaluation of the all of the incoming revenue that we have come into the organization, as well as the involving the including BAI and K in terms of their response to the issue of their central service funds, because that's something that's not known, and it's been said that it's not. We can't know that right now, but I think they should consider that. So that's the motion. That's the amendment to the motion.
Is there a second?
I second that.
I call the question.
All right. Is there any further discussion? Oh, you call the question, Wendy?
Yeah.
Okay. Question's been called. Is there any objection to calling the question?
What?
No. Okay. Who just said yes?
Could I have the motion read to me again?
Oh, sure. I do. All right. I can...
Madam Chair, I move to extend by 5 minutes. We're way over here.
Okay. All right. It's been
Madam Chair, if I could quantify what everybody said for purposes of referral to the National Finance Committee, I might be able to get us off to something else. I think Wendy wants us to do an immediate look into the loan, report back immediately on the terms of the loan and what we need to do to get it done. Good idea. That goes to National Finance. And then AC has kind of hit the nail on the head in terms of what we need to do and closely evaluating I and K and other projected income and how we can expect that will impact the network.
That's
which
right.
Completely endorse. And both those things just get referred to the committee. We can move on. Actually, I think you could do that without a vote, if you want.
Well,
you're the chair.
Sure. Let's just move it on to the committee. All right. So now we're at this turnaround. Item number 9 was moved before the cash flow scenario through December, before salaries. Great. Okay. Who wants to... motivate item number 9, Rob Robinson. Hello? Okay, Rob Robinson, this is your turnaround specialist motion. Okay, Rob? I hear a lot of heavy breathing, but no.
Sherry, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What we are proposing is a plan to invite folks who are skilled in working with nonprofit organizations to identify the problems that they're having and work with those organizations in solving the problems that they have not been able to solve on their own. So that is the proposal that we are making at this point. We have sent to the board a number of proposals, and what we are suggesting is that the board at this point, the PNB at this point, vote on making a determination to go in that direction as soon as possible.
This is Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
I hope that there can be more discussion about it than that, because if you don't already know what you're talking about, and if people haven't read their email, there's no way they would know what this is. Can people hear me?
Yes,
of course.
Okay. Can you go into it a little bit farther? I mean, we're talking about an interim situation here. Just a little bit farther so that the people on the stream and people on the board who haven't had a chance to read it know what we're talking about.
Of course. We've invited a number of organizations to make proposals to us, but the concept is that Pacifica would basically... make a determination on which of several turnaround specialists they wanted to work with, and then they would look at the concept would be that we would try to we've had several proposals from these groups, and what we have to do is we have to take a look at the organizations that have made these proposals and then go from there and decide which of those proposals we want to work with. And at that point, what we would do is we would work with the organizations to identify an interim executive director who would work with the turnaround specialist to begin implementing a change program based on the assessments that the turnaround specialists have given us. And from there, we would begin to work as an organization, both governance and management, with the consultant to try to change the situations that we have identified in Pacifica that are basically making it impossible for us to continue to grow. So I'm sorry. I would like to answer questions if we can go from there.
Mr. Jack.
Well, Sarv had a point of order, and then Jack. Sarv, or point of information. I don't know.
I just couldn't tell what the motion was.
Okay. All right. And can you now?
No, I still don't know what the
motion. Okay. Yeah.
The motion is that we work with the turnaround specialist to begin developing a plan for Pacifica to overcome the problems that are resulting in our inability to attract audience and attract revenue and to reverse those conditions, Sarv.
Okay.
Second.
Yes. What was that, Madam Chair? Because Jack's on the stack. Nia, did you want to be on the stack?
Yes, please.
Okay, Jack.
Thank you. I read all the material you sent out, Rob. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the work that went into this. It looks like a very hopeful project that we could undertake. I am confused about what's intended here in terms of the timeline when you say that the firm will identify an interim executive director. As of Tuesday evening, we will not have an executive director. What is your intention for that period? I don't think we'll be prepared to contract with the firm by Tuesday night.
It's up to the PNB to decide what they do in that period. What the firm intends to do is to do an assessment of the difficulties in the organization and come up with a plan so that they could work with the PNB to identify an interim ED that would be involved in implementing a change agenda. For the immediate period, there would basically be a caretaker executive director.
In that case, I would like to move that we postpone this item to our executive session so that we can incorporate this discussion into the discussion of the immediate question of an interim executive director.
Second. Okay. It's been moved and seconded that the further discussion of this item be carried on in an executive session so that we can talk about an IED. Any discussion on that? Okay. Is there any objection to Carrie completing this discussion in executive session?
Sherry, I take my phone off mute. I do have a question about that.
Go ahead.
So did I, Madam Chair. This is Nia. I was after Jack.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nia and then Grace. Go ahead.
Yeah. Rob? May I cross talk, Madam Chair? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Rob, how much is this going to cost?
How much is a turnaround?
I'm a funny lady, I know. How much is it going to cost?
We don't know yet. We haven't asked a consultant to come in and speak with us about what the scope of the work would be. So we don't know yet.
Mia, are you done?
Is there a range, maybe? Are we
moving it to executive session or not?
I mean, Mia, I have to say that we've been very, very careful to not identify who we were. So, no, we can't say that right now. We've attempted to keep the identity of the organization confidential. So at this point, we're not there.
Okay. Grace?
Actually, I think there are two separate issues. One is whether we want to, as a body, in open session, decide to go with an other nonprofit or turnaround specialist in order to turn around this organization that may not need to be in closed session. The other, maybe rethinking my own thought here, possibly it could later be in open session after the closed session. So I agree with doing this in closed session. Sorry for my confusion.
All right, great. Any other comments on moving this then to the completion of this discussion to the executive session? Okay, so then that the remainder of this discussion will be carried on in executive session. Now, we're going to then move the agenda for the public session. I think we still have 21 minutes until we move to
Jerry,
executive.
Point of information, will this be the first item on the agenda in executive session?
Let me just look, George. Did you get your agenda for the executive session?
I will take a look.
Yeah. Well, the IED is certainly there, so why don't we just combine them when we move there, when we approve that agenda? Okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Okay. So, the next item on our public agenda, then, is the cash flow scenario through December. And I would like Nicole and Mike to address that, unless there's someone else on the call who also has expertise in doing so. Nicole?
Yes. Well, I gave the cash flow situation that was in your board book, and we ran through that last Friday together. So we're coming in, you know, just by the skin of our teeth, if teeth have skin, and we still have money owing. As I mentioned, you have fund drives starting. Some are already in process. Two big stations. The third big station will start in October, as will T&W. So there's some cash flow there coming in. You have the loan that you're going to discuss. And then, as well, there's the CPB money that comes in for the stations. And we know that it's Pacifica policy that the CPB money is not part of central services. And so that comes in about the third or fourth week of October. We still don't know the exact amount, but it's been ballparked in all the budgets. So cash flow is still really tight, and I'm a little confused as to, you know, I've been doing, as I said, as much of a handoff as possible to the CFO. So I think you need to make clear what path you're going with regards to reducing expenses. And if that's going to be in hiatus, then you're probably really looking at a tight December. Now, you know, you just have to cycle back to all those budgets, but you can project anything. I would look at the budgets. Those are pretty hard projections, or no projections, really, based on actual. And it's a tight December for sure. Mike?
Well, I think if the budgets don't come in on the actuals, based upon the actuals, they're all below the actuals from 2008. In other words, if the economy is so bad that people just aren't giving even any at a static level, then we're going to have to initiate a contingency plan, which is going to be one of two choices for the PNB in December. One, to make additional cuts across the network, or two, to initiate the loan. and we need to put the Pacific in a position to do the loan, have the loan ready if that's what the board wants to do, at least have all the information and the processing ready to go, or we've got to really have a contingency plan in place for $500,000 at least for December and cuts for the PNB to consider. And so I would suggest a timeline for the NFC to come to the PNB with both those items on that timeline.
Lonnie here.
Oh, hi, Lonnie. Okay.
Can you hear
me okay? Can't hear you, Lonnie.
Oh, a little bit louder?
Uh-huh.
Well, as you all know, I've been away, and I'm just getting back in the office, and I'm starting the process of looking at the budget and the numbers, and I've been working on it this weekend, and I need a couple of more days, and I'll have something ready. We're going to do a report probably Wednesday, Thursday of the week, but I did want to share on this cash flow issue. I did send
Lonnie,
out...
could you speak up? It's hard to hear you.
I said, is that better? Can you hear
me
now?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I did want to weigh in on the cash flow issue. Let me just sort of do short declarative statement and give you the detail in written form. The budgets are not balanced. And the issue is not just that they are balanced. It is an immediate issue. That is not sort of like 3 months and we're okay. When the National Office budget has a $500,000 deficit, it means that next month, not in 3 months, not in December, there'll be a struggle with payroll, and there'll be a struggle paying insurance bills, and paying FSRN, and paying Democracy Now, and in paying health care. Those are real dollars that are not there, and it's not going to wait. It will impact the ability to do anything, for example, get a loan. If you have $1 million and a bank or even a friendly organization is looking at you, they're going to look at your capacity to repay that loan. You have to show that on paper, and you cannot show them a deficit. They'll look at that and say, no, go back and do more work, because we're not going to loan you $1 million if you don't show us the capacity to pay it back. That is the fact of life in finance and banking, especially in this atmosphere. The other issues that we face around central services need to be solved. The national office will not be able to function without minimum central services. You have a budget that's $500,000 in deficit, and that assumes massive layoffs. This is after the layoff scenario, not before. So you have $500,000 deficit after all the layoffs at the national office. Now, looking at the stations, now, this is just preliminary, and I'm willing to be corrected, but I'll do the detail work. Some of these budgets are incomplete. That is to say, they don't have certain expenses that are surely going to be expended. And it's a whole new format, so it's hard to find out where things are. And you don't have a consolidated budget in detail that tells you what the whole network looks like. You need that to see where you stand as a network. You need that for the banks. You need that for a loan. Now, the $1 million loan is a loan that they're asking for a personal guarantee. A personal guarantee. They're, you know, you're not talking about collateral and assets. You're talking about a personal guarantee. You need to know what that means. Because if they're asking for a personal guarantee, which the paperwork seems to say, that's a very different kind of loan. And you're off in a different direction. When the personal guarantee, you have to get maybe another organization as a co-signer, sort of, or you have to sign as we did when we first came to California. It's on someone's personal credit, and or a mixture of the two. So it's not a foregone conclusion that the $1 million loan will be there. It will be difficult, not easy, to get it. What to do? Two or three things which I won't go into, I'll include in my report. But I do want to stress that it's serious. You cannot start a year with no with $500,000 in debt, and that debt will grow in 1 month, 2 months, and 3 months. We won't get, the National Office will not get to December. We'll not get to December. So we do need to have the discussion. We do need to look at the budget. We do need to put our best brains together and decide where we go in 30 days. Because that's a window. Now, I am, I'll set up on this, in talking with some folks preliminarily, some are saying it is possible for WBI to pay essential services in October. And that's important, early October rather than late October. And that will help us get through to the 23rd of October when we normally get CPP money. Then that does help the stations get through to December, but it does not help the National Office because the National Office gets no CPP money. So that has three problems out. So I'm just saying, looking at the numbers, we have to get serious and we have to do it quickly and have Plan B and Plan C.
Appointed, Madam Chair, to serve?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Lonnie, this question that I'm posing here is a very general nature. You know, every organization has a need for working cash. And we are not only a special organization here. And they do studies to figure out, based upon their lead and lag days, revenue. I'm sorry? What was that?
I just think that was maybe Margaret's phone in the background. She hadn't muted it, but maybe I didn't recognize the voice. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. So all these organizations, they conduct a study for working cash based upon the timing of the revenues and as well as expenses. Have we, in a systematic way, can we do something like that? Because we are suffering the same, this cash flow problem is the timing of it. And that every year it gets us into the same jam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a whole bunch of money coming at some certain times and we have expenses occurring at different times. Is there any way the National Office could conduct a study to give us a better idea about the working cash, the cash flow here that needed to run this operations of each station as a network?
Well, and to get a loan, you'll have to show your cash flows anyway, and that will be done. You have to show them when you get what money and what timing and how much and how often. Yes, Charles, you do have to do that. They're asking for, remember, that $1 million, they're asking for virtually a financial reorganization of Pacifica, what your plans are, for 3 years.
Yeah. My question was that on an ongoing basis, looking at the working cash for each one of the stations and the network, so that we'll have a better idea regarding lead and lag and timing of the revenues as well as the expenses.
Yeah.
If we haven't done that, you know, I can get some help from different organizations. I can get the way they use it. We have in our state here, Pacific Gas and Electric Company, and billions of dollars. They have the same need as we have. Mm-hmm. Their timing of revenues and expenses are all different times, and they do very fine. So anyway, so I want to bring that out here so that in case you need something like that, we'll appreciate if we can get some studies.
Yes, that would be helpful.
Madam Chair, this is Rob.
Okay, there's too many. What?
Madam Chair, we're at our point of information.
Rob okay. Robinson.
Point of information?
Yes, the LOC is considered working capital. Wells Fargo Bank considered that as a bridge loan, as working capital, which is what tied us through August and September.
Madam Chair, this is
okay.
Mike. Could we have the loan documents forwarded to me so I could distribute them to the NSC?
Yes.
I'm in the dark.
You mean the line of credit or the loan?
The loan.
Yeah. Nicole, if you could forward those documents to Mike, that would be helpful. Doc?
Robinson, please.
Yes. We're at time, Madam Chair. Can we extend for 10 minutes?
We actually do have 10 minutes left.
I have 6:50 as of the time.
Right. We're supposed to adjourn to executive at 7, I thought.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I was just going by the agenda by the times on there.
No. We don't adjourn till 7. Okay. Doc and then Rob. Doc.
Okay. Just a couple of things. First of all, I think that we've all been very serious about trying to get a handle on where our finances are. And the National Finance Committee and the PNB and the ED have worked extremely hard to try and really make some hard choices as to how to get our finances under control, with some extreme cutting across the network. It would be really helpful if our CFO could work with the National Finance Committee in putting together what you see as being the cash flow necessary from now to December and beyond. But please, with the understanding that we are extremely serious about it and have been in trying to make some very difficult decisions based on the information that we have at hand. Had better reports, or clearer reports, so that we could really try to understand what was going on. And our GMs have worked extremely hard to try and meet some really difficult requests from the NFC and the PNB. It would be helpful if you feel that we need to know more to please put together your report quickly with the NFC so that we have a very clear picture of where we are and what you feel we need over the next
month.
Okay. Madam Chair, I'd like to get on stack if Bonnie.
Okay. And, Doc, do you have a time request on that? Should it be within, like, the end of the week, close of business?
By the end of the week, because I think Lonnie said he could have his reports done by Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
Could you please do that in conjunction with the NFC so that all the pieces are there?
Sure.
Okay. Doc, are you done?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Rob and then Bonnie.
Yeah, thank you, Lonnie. Lonnie, my concern is that there are things that the PNB can do immediately to begin doing major donor fundraising. And I think some of the things that we did with the gala in Washington, D.C., open directions for that. And my concern is that we're not opening up the possibility of that type of fundraising as quickly as we could. And I'd like to hear from you about how you think we might be able to move in that direction. Thank you.
Well, we have, you know, the midterm, the short term, and the medium. We don't have long term, so we have to have things we can get done in 30 days,
right?
60 days and 90 days. Let's look at 30 days. You know, I've been talking with some folks about what we can do. Idea number one, and I'll flesh it out. People are not going to give money to Pacifica in a scarce dollar, shrinking listener scenario, unless they are reassured. This is banks, this is major donors, this is anyone with a finance hit, they're not going to throw bad money after good. They want to see that if they give money, they want to be able to know that it will go to things that they are interested in from us, a media organization. Idea number one. There are several major donors who feel that if they were willing to set up a foundation, something like Friends of Pacifica, give money to the foundation, and then be able to give restricted dollars to Pacifica so as to ensure that those dollars will be used in the ways that they intend, not to programming, to getting...
build assets. Person.
Yeah, whatever these donors might feel is critical, we can influence them. But they want to have control over it, and they want to be able to earmark it. Some donors have expressed an interest in doing that. The second idea is that... we have a 60th anniversary, and we have said that we will raise money around that anniversary. I think we need to look to see how getting organized quickly
excuse to talk to everybody if you have a 60th anniversary and begin to raise money in celebration of Pacifica. I think that's possible to look at. So there are things that could be done or at least initiated with a number of phone calls in the next 30 days while taking a course, while looking internally, of course, to make changes we need to. But we also need to look outside. We do have to also look at additional cuts. It's all true. That's true. But we cannot neglect the revenue side either, because you need to do both. You need to do both. After a while, you won't have the capacity to do any work, and you've laid off everybody, and you're stuck with no capacity to be an organization. So anyway,
my concern is that we are not putting energy into the major donor revenue side that could be developing revenues for us immediately.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bonnie?
Yeah. I just had a couple of things. Lonnie, you were talking about the budgets having major holes in them, not showing things that were going to come up that were going to be liabilities for us.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could just, I know that you haven't had time to go through everything, but I would like to know what you had come across so far, just so that we can have an idea of the scope of what you're talking about. And my only other comment is more a point of information. About a month ago, I think the PNB passed a motion that CPB funding cannot be distributed to the stations until a number of requirements showing proof of reports from each cab
mm-hmm.
had been submitted to the CFO and the ED, and a number of other proofs that needed to come through. I wondered if that information had actually gotten to the stations and to the national office so that they were aware that this needed to be put in place since it's something that the PNB had passed.
Well, two things.
Bonnie, I can speak to that.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yes, I'll recall that in April I had letters of ascertainment from the stations sent to the national office. They are in a file. Of live CABs. With regard to the motion, I never saw that sent out, so...
That's what I was asking, Nicole. I was a little...
Yeah,
concerned.
I never saw that sent out.
It hadn't gone to anyone, and it puts a restriction on the national office being able to pay the stations their CPB money.
Yeah, I don't think that got distributed. I certainly didn't see that motion.
Well, Bonnie, speaking to your point, I was looking at KPFA's budget, and there is an item there related to costs around a drive, which we call bank charges, but they really are the charges for processing checks through the bank.
Right.
That looks woefully under-budgeted. Their severance money are not in these budgets. If you're going to do layoffs, you have to have a budget for the severances, or you don't. And those can be serious dollars, because severances are not necessarily one-time payoffs. They have to be negotiated, and sometimes people want 6 months or 3 months or whatever the number turns out to be. Well, that's no savings at all for 3 months if you end up with that kind of deal. They're not in the budget. And if you go with layoffs, then you're going to have to pay the folks. You don't have a choice. California, you lay a person off. You have to pay them generally within 48 hours of their latest check. And then you're into issues around who gets paid how much and what the severance will be and et cetera. So you don't save money generally with massive layoffs, or at least it takes a while to accumulate savings because you have to take care of vacation, comp time, and severance. Well, that's not quick. So there are those things. I'm going through the budgets, looking at them, and saying what's not in these budgets that we'll end up spending money on, and that's what I'll report out on as well, because it's more money than we have that's currently there. That's the last count was like $150,000-$200,000. That's not in the budget.
Yeah, okay, now.
Anyway, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Under budget, budgeted stuff is just as important as over-budgeted, because if you under-budget an item that you will, in fact, spend money on, well, that's a deficit, because you end up spending the funds anyway.
Okay.
Bonnie, if I can speak to severances real quick. This is Nicole.
This is going to be the last comment before we adjourn the public session and move to executive session. Go ahead, Nicole.
Most of the severances are bundled into the CBA. They're very clear. They're not negotiable. Those were taken into account, certainly with KPFK budget, with A's budget, because it has a severance in the CBA, and also with I. Also taken into account was the former raise for the CBA for 07 for I. We finally got that put into that budget. You don't pay out comp time, and the severances that are really up in the air are the ones that are not bound by a CBA, and those severances have to do with national office and then any management that's laid off at the stations that do have a CBA. And 4 out of the 5 do. So the severances actually are built into some of the budgets, and hence this cycles back to the no central services and the notion of getting them stable in the contraction, if you will, of the reduction of expenses in force. We've known for a while that you don't see immediate relief on any of it. And this was repeatedly discussed at the NSC during the budget-making process and in Washington last weekend.
Okay. We are at the time certain. Actually, we're 3 minutes past to move into executive session, so I would call on George for the adjournment motion to executive session. But George isn't there. All right.
Move adjourn, Madam Chair, to the executive session.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Bye.